Welcome to Evening Prayer, Monday 14th September 2020. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let your ways be known upon the earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord, our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. As we behold your Son enthroned on the cross, stir up in us the fire of your love, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and walk within you in newness of life, singing the praise of him who died for us, our salvation. Blessed be God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with our heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may many mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. We read from Psalm 110. The Lord is King and has put on glorious apparel. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at the right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. May the Lord stretch forth the scepter of your power, rule from Zion in the midst of your enemies. Noble are you in this day of your birth. On the holy mountain from the womb of the dawn, the dew of your new birth is upon you. The Lord is King and has put on glorious apparel. The Lord has sworn and will not retract. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The king at your right hand, O Lord, shall smite down kings in the day of his wrath. The Lord is King and has put on glorious apparel. In all his majesty he shall judge and among the nations, smiting heads over the wicked. He shall drink from the brook beside the way. Therefore shall he lift high his head. The Lord is King and has put on a glorious apparel. Lord Jesus, divine Son of God, divine Son and eternal priest, inspire us with the confidence of your final conquest of evil, and grant that daily on our way we may drink of the brook of eternal life, so and find courage against all diversities for your mercies. Psalm 150. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All praise God in his holiness. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him in accordance to his excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him upon the harp and the lyre. Praise him in timbrel and dances. Praise him upon the strings and the pipe. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise him with ringing cymbals. Praise him upon the clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. God of life and love, whose Son was victorious over sin and death, make us live with his life, that the whole world may resound with your praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. We adore you, Lord, O Christ. We bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Christ committed no sin, no guilt was found on his lips. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. He himself bore our sins in his holy body of the tree, that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. By his wounds you have been healed. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you by your holy cross. You have redeemed the world. Let us pray. A prayer for medical workers everywhere in the world. Restoring and healing God, thank you for the medical workers everywhere, embodying sacrificial love in those challenging times that they're experiencing. Put the welfare of others before them, staying away from their family and loved ones, comforting and concerned and bereaved, reassuring the anxious and the vulnerable, working to heal and restore people who are unwell. They're being the guide and the strength and the wisdom and the hope. We pray for those in authority to do the right thing by them, for the proper protective equipment to be provided continuously, and for their dedication to be met with much gratitude. Oh Lord, appreciate. We appreciate them when they return home exhausted. And we pray for medical workers around the world where the resources and protective equipment are always in short supply, not only now, but always. May these extraordinary times lead to deep, necessary changes in how our world operates, resulting in a genuine effort to address the profound injustice of life expectancy being determined by the geography, to awaken us all to the reality of how connected we are, all of us, and to work together to create the community and the world that we all want to be a part of. So help us, God. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence, as our Savior has taught us. We say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.